For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Nearly a dozen Republicans are moving to impeach the Justice Department official who oversees the Russia Special Counsel investigation. They complained Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has not been responsive enough to Congress. North Carolina Republican Rep. Mark Meadows says in a statement that Rosenstein has been in charge at the Department of Justice as the agency has made every effort to obstruct legitimate attempts of congressional oversight. He says DOJ officials have been caught multiple times hiding information from Congress. Arizona Republican Andy Biggs says he's calling on his colleagues to assert their constitutional responsibility and approve these articles of impeachment. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Nearly a dozen Republicans are moving to impeach the Justice Department official who oversees the Russia Special Counsel investigation. They complained Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has not been responsive enough to Congress. North Carolina Republican Rep. Mark Meadows says in a statement that Rosenstein has been in charge at the Department of Justice as the agency has made every effort to obstruct legitimate attempts of congressional oversight. He says DOJ officials have been caught multiple times hiding information from Congress. Arizona Republican Andy Biggs says he's calling on his colleagues to assert their constitutional responsibility and approve these articles of impeachment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump's planned second summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin has been put off.
Why has Vladimir Putin not accepted your invitation?
The president not answering, but National Security Advisor John Bolton is showing a statement saying the president believes that the next bilateral meeting with President Putin should take place after the Russian witch hunt is over. So we've agreed that it will be after the first of the year. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says North Korea is still producing fuel needed for nuclear bomb making, but Pompeo insists that North Korea is moving forward toward denuclearization while answering questions from skeptical senators like Democrat Ed Markey.
North Korea still has chemical and biological weapons and brutalizes its own people. And again, there's no verifiable evidence that North Korea is denuclearization.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The State Department's three-day ministerial to advance religious freedom has begun. With more, here's John Clemens.
Sam Brownback, the Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom, set the tone for the conference underway at the U.S. State Department.
The lack of religious freedom anywhere is a threat to peace, prosperity, and stability everywhere. The right to freedom of religion and the ability to live according to the dictates of your own soul is under attack in the world. This